The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus and
up.
What you believe in, how to achieve all your dreams.
Hey.
Keep moving forward. Never accept less than who you are. Live your best life.
Hey.
Be strong and free. It's the Hit Back.
Hey.
With Nahasha Black.
Hey.
It's the Hit Back.
Hey.
With Nahasha Black.
Hey.
It's the Hit Back.
Hey.
With Nahasha Black.
Hey.
It's the Hit Back.
Hey.
With Nahasha Black.
With Nahasha Black is sponsored by the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Baja Retreat and Spa, Kalina Financial Advisors Limited, Central Bank, J.S. Johnson, and the Water and Sewage Cooperation.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to the Hit Back. I'm your host, Nahasha Black. It is a beautiful 242. I hope that we are doing well, taking care of ourselves and living our best lives today. I pray that we are pursuing higher goals today, that we woke up, though Mondays are not a lot of folks' favorite day. It's the beginning of the week, your weekend, just when you were getting into it, it was Monday, very much the worst 2 days, right? Like you look forward to it. By Thursday, you're excited. Friday, you can't wait. You're waiting for knockoff time. And then, boom, there it is. You know, like, whoop, there it is. It's Monday again. Like, what happened to Saturday and Sunday? Especially if you have children. Because obviously now, apparently, your life belongs to them. But I digress. I hope that everybody's doing well. I want to say a special thank you to Hubert Edwards and Lester Cox, who were so gracious to taking the time to host for me last week. Thank you to everyone who called to check up to see how my migraines were doing, all of the recommendations. I didn't know there were so many remedies for migraines. I won't lie to you. Apparently there's natural honey. There is eucalyptus in something else. It's a lot of things, you know. Then there's magnesium. Then there was, of course, the Bahamian staple. You know what I'm trying to say. I ain't gonna say it because y'all ain't safe. And then there are other things, you know. It was a lot of cures for migraine. Needless to say, I ain't one week and it still ain't work out, but we digress. I hope everybody's doing well again. It is a full day of information and news, a lot to talk about. I missed some things last week. If you're part of the rest of the world, you would have noticed that WhatsApp, Facebook, and Instagram are down. I have people who I know or who are physically seizing. They cannot handle this withdrawal that's going on, right? So if you want to watch us, if folks who would normally watch me on Facebook, let them know YouTube still works, and we are live on YouTube as well, of course, on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Also, for all of us who happen to be older, you know, them Zennials, whatever. You know, them X who's millennials, you're close, like you right in between. We ain't master Twitter, but there's a Bahamian Twitterverse that is very much enjoying watching the rest of us Facebookites. This Insta, I don't even know why half of y'all old people got Instagram. I just want to bring that up. Some of y'all ain't supposed to have Instagram. Like, why you got Instagram? But we digress. If you got a business, it makes sense. The rest of y'all pose and just look at why? No judgment. No judgment there at all. So Twitter is still working very well for a lot of folks. And so we are in that particular time. This week is going to be a full week of shows. I have something very exciting for us. Next week, I can't wait to do that particular show. But you know what? We have a lot of things to talk about today. We have, of course, the increasing number death. The death toll in the Bahamas with regard to COVID-19 keeps increasing. We have continued discussions and discourse on the vaccine. We have before us a new government. Funny thing was the news that was the removal of the commissioner of the Department of the Prison, Mr. Murphy. That's not the correct to tell you. I'm just, there's too many remedies for this migraine, you see, so it might not, everything a little foggy. But that was a story that I was living that story with my good friend Prescott Smith. So that's another thing to discuss today as well. And Then we have the resumption of Parliament and Senate picks. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. So I hope you guys are alive and well and doing well. Alive and well, that's a weird thing to say. I hope that you all are doing well. But I want to welcome a young med student. And I'm so excited to have him join us on the show today. Because he's a young man that has taken the time out to share from his position. Now, I got to figure out, I think he's a millennial. Is he millennial? Is he? Yeah. He's a solid millennial, like the real ones, not us. Ones who like on the like the beginning. We're the senior millennials, right? If you with me, if you 39, 40, don't let nobody disrespect you here. We are millennials. We brought it in, just for the record. We brought in this thing, okay? So I want to welcome this young man, though. He's taking it on as one of his mandates, I think, and which is very interesting to talk to us today about from his perspective as a young med student. I think he's a third-year med student. A young Mr. Vernon Davis Jr., on some of the things that he's noticed, you know, and what he's really been considering his mandate to share his thoughts and ideas on this vaccine, this controversial vaccine. So I want to welcome Vernon to the show. Vernon, welcome to the Hitback, my friend.
Hi, and welcome. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm a big fan of your show, so I'm definitely happy to have this opportunity.
Wow. Way to make a black girl blush, Vernon. I didn't know young people were fans of the show, so thanks. Well, Vernon, listen, talk to me now. I'm happy that you're here because it sets a new perspective where we want to hear from younger persons. Younger persons, in particular, you're in the med field. You are looking to become a physician in this great Commonwealth of the Bahamas if we don't lose you to poaching, right? but tell me, what have you seen? What are your thoughts when you look at this COVID pandemic and the position that you as a young person, where do you come from in this angle and discussion?
All right. Well, thank you for having me and good afternoon, Bahamas. Like I said, I am not just your typical medical student, but it's my hope to be your future Minister of Health. So for this is a really important topic for me. From my perspective, we stand in a very gray area because we see a lot of the healthcare workers who are constantly combating COVID-19, who are working hard. You see teams at a time go out unable to work. And then we're in the front lines, we're on the next line, waiting to be that next group to go out there and fight. So it's a really precarious situation to be there on standby almost. We know firsthand the impacts of COVID-19, not just through what we see, but from what we learn, because we're living through the COVID pandemic. So we're the group that's called the pandemic doctors, who have to know everything about COVID-19 because it shows up in every lecture that you have, every examination. We have to be the experts on this. It's quite scary to see. We know that there's a lot of hesitancy, but for me and my generation, I think we're a little bit different. I was actually one of the first ones to get vaccinated on the day that we did get vaccinations. When a time where people were saying, you may turn into a goat, or let me put a magnet on your arm, or we're not sure what's going to happen to you the next day. And for me, that wasn't even an option. I realized that, hey, vaccinations aren't something that's new to us. I remember being in grade 6, lined up to get that vaccination before I can go into grade 7. I know going off to college, I had to get vaccinations to be able to attend college. And I'm also about that some countries that I do, I had to get the different vaccines to be able to travel. So for me, vaccines weren't a foreign idea. It was a bit scary at first because like many people, we didn't know what to expect. And there was, with so much fake news, you had to take on a position of doing the research for yourself, digging in and truly evaluating if this makes sense to me. Is this just a conspiracy? This is just someone with an agenda, or this true, credible information? And especially in a world where we have information so easily accessible, you get forwards on WhatsApp almost every hour. On the social media, there's memes and pictures and blogs. You truly evaluate what makes sense. And you have to be able to look at it and say, hey, is this somebody that I would trust to get information from? Is this somebody who always forwards information that doesn't seem quite right? It's up to you to be able to take that research for yourself and realize that this, at the end of the day, this is your life on the line. So you need to decide if this is something that you wanted to do. And that was something that I was able to pick up very quickly and decide to say, yes, I'm going to do this.
Let me ask you, Vernon, do you believe that your peers, right? Because I'm curious. Do you believe that your peers are pro this vaccine hesitant? Where do they fall in line? Because I the spectrum, I think it varies. It goes through, I will never, to, I don't know what all the fuss is about, right? So, you know, what are your peers when you're sitting down, you know, playing dominoes, or when you're in club?
Yeah, so for my generation, for my group, I'll start with the medical students. It was surprising to see that even some of them had hesitancy. And that shows that as a reflection of society. So even no matter how educated you are, how much knowledge that you do have or expected to have, you're still human. So the spectrum still was wide ranging. I know for me and a lot of my friends, when we got the opportunity to be able to take the vaccine, we were the first ones to jump in line. So there were quite a large grouping of people who said right away, yes, I'm going to take it. And then there was a small group who was saying, a large group as well, who was saying, no, I need more information. So the spectrums, it varies. And I think that's a reflection of society as well.
You know, one of the things that if you're just tuning in, we've got a young med student, Mr. Vernon Davis Jr., joining us on the show. And he has taken it as a part of his mandate to spread this gospel of get vaccinated. And I have to ask you this, Vernon, I'm curious, what was the driving force behind this move to do this? Was there someone who said, listen, Ministry of Health said, listen, I like what Vernon is saying. We got to, you know, get Vernon on board for you to go through to start this campaign?
Well, for me, I've always been huge on public health. Even in medical school, I'm the one who teach all 300 of my peers public health. I never missed a class. I understand the importance and I understand the impact that it has on society. So for me, this was always a personal project, something I was passionate about, something I feel is my calling. And that's why I decided to volunteer and be able to speak. And from this, it didn't just start here. I've been hosting many sessions with like the Caribbean Regional Youth Council about vaccinations. I'm the president of the Trinidad and Tobago Medical Student Association. So we hosted a session on vaccination hesitancy earlier on in the year. Mm-hmm. Vaccinations are something that is essential. It's something that we need to be able to continue to progress as a people and protect ourselves. So this is, I consider this my passion project.
Let me ask you, Vernon, how do you explain this? And this is one of the challenges where I'm facing, honestly. How do you explain when you look at some place like Massachusetts in the States, United States, Massachusetts is the state that has the highest level of vaccinations, that is now having a very high uptick in COVID breakthrough cases. We look at Singapore. Singapore had 80% vaccinations. And of this particular of COVID, SARS-2, and they are themselves are finding there's this uptick. And then, of course, you know, Israel was, you know, numero uno in having the largest body at the time. I think they were about 65% vaccinated at one point, and then they started to see breakthrough infections. What is the function of vaccines? How do we say that the vaccines are safe or effective? Let's move from safe to effective. If we're still seeing so much breakthrough cases, that it's no longer should be considered a breakthrough when we're seeing these numbers soar with persons who are vaccinated fully. 19. What do you say to people who say, well, this vaccine isn't effective?
Well, firstly, I'd like to say we need to look at continuing the safety protocols. Even though you're vaccinated, that doesn't mean that you're completely out of the blue. You're not going to be in the line of contracting COVID-19. I think, and a lot of times people do get vaccinated and then they realize that, okay, let me start to loosen my restrictions and be able to don't take the protocols as serious as you should. I've been to places this summer, like Montenegro and Austria, where most of the people there are vaccinated in those towns. But the challenge is that they have protocols which allow them to wear no masks, which allow them to gather. And because of that, they've become relaxed. And in becoming relaxed, that's when opportunity happens. So if COVID is still around, it's still going to be able to spread. And if you're not taking the precautions like you should, we're not in the clear as yet. We still need to be able to protect each other. And though you are protected with the vaccine, you still need to be able to take those protocols as well. So The vaccine is there and is there to help. But at the same time, we're not in the clear. We still need to take those protocols, those measures to remain safe and to protect those who aren't safe.
And, you know, one of the other questions that I have, and if you're just tuning in, Vernon Davis Jr., third-year med student spokesperson, I would say, really considers it. One of his mandates right now is to say, hey, listen, folks, consider this vaccine. Get vaccinated. Vernon Davis Jr., I'm so happy you're on the show. Vernon, but I have this question, right? Ultimately, we all want to be rid of COVID-19. If you've got 80% of your people fully vaccinated, inoculated, supposedly, right, 14 days after, and we're still getting COVID, is it work? Because I want to stop wearing masks, man. I want to stop. So I want to hug people again. I miss hugs. You know, hugs, right? We miss just going to, you know, my church, we used to say, you know, at my church, we would have this you walk in the church and they would, you know, this love committee and they'd hug everybody who walk in the door. Somebody try to hug me now, I'd spray them with Lysol. I miss hugs. Will we ever get to that point if we're seeing vaccines are not helping us stay at that point?
Yeah, I believe we'll definitely get to that point. I don't know if you heard recently, but there's now a pill in development in stage 3 that's allowing us, once you are beginning to show symptoms, to be able to be used to help to limit the amount of viral spread in your body. So we are progressing. I think for a lot of us, we thought when we heard vaccine, it was like, okay, yes, we're going to end this tomorrow. But it doesn't happen right away. If you think about history, there are a lot of other viruses and a lot of other pandemics that we went through and not necessarily ended right away. So I think we're gonna have to be a bit patient with this one. We're seeing a lot of variants and that's natural, that happens. And I think there's going to be a silver lining very soon, but we just have to continue to push and encourage others to get vaccinated and continue to practice those measures. And then hopefully soon we'll be able to see that all clear. Because keep in mind, SARS-CoV-2 means that it's not the first one, not the first virus type that we've seen before. So it's just that this one is a little bit different. And the more time that elapsed, we begin to understand more about that virus and understand different ways that it affects the human body. So over time, scientists are starting to develop new different techniques that we can use. For instance, I did a PCR in Austria, and that required a simple gargle test. My PCR results were back in maybe 3 hours, and it was free, it was everywhere. So that I didn't have to go through that very grueling nasal pharyngeal swab where it feels like you're gonna talk, like you're gonna choke all over. So over time, science is quickly progressing and picking up and meeting the demands of what we need. So I'm optimistic that we'll find more intervention and we'll begin to figure this out a bit more.
Vernon Davis Jr. Vernon, I hope that we get to talk again and, you know, the next time too, before the next time being where you are now Dr. Vernon Davis Jr. Hopefully before then, I figure you got a little bit more time to go. But I thank you so much. I appreciate, you know, your intention and zeal toward this matter. And, you know, how do folks reach you if they have more questions? Where do they go?
Well, you can find me on Instagram if it's back up anytime soon at VDJ Official. But I do also want to say that we also have the Bahamas COVID vaccination raffle that's happening. And basically, you can sign up if you're vaccinated once you get your first dose or your second dose. And there's some pretty cool prizes as well. So encourage people to go ahead and get vaccinated. You have everything from Alive Foods to stays at Atlantis and Comfort Suites. You have Carl Voter Futures.
What happened, Vernon? My name ain't on the list, eh? You know, because I've been long time. You know, if I put my life at risk with this vaccine, Vernon, if I save it too, but nonetheless, make sure I hit the number.
Well, if you sign up, once you go to vaxbahamas.com, you'll be put into that listing, that grouping to be chosen. And we're going to continue this raffle until we get 70% of Bahamians who are vaccinated. Or if the prizes run out. So right now we're keeping our sponsorship coming. There's a lot of people on board. So definitely go ahead and sign up. I think it's a great experience. It's a great encouragement for others as well. So you not only are you protecting yourself, but you're also winning straw bags. You're winning gift certificates to Delvina's. You have $500 certificate to Fresh Market as well. So definitely we understand that, you know, COVID has presented a very strange situation in which people are not financially strapped. And also, too, there are some, we don't hear it as often, but there are a lot of struggles, both socially and financially. So we have these prizes to kind of give you a chair or the boost, a pick-me-up to say, hey, We understand that you're also fearful, and we're still in this fight, but we're going to reward you if you protect yourself and protect others, and we want you to encourage others to do it as well.
Brennan Davis Jr., thank you so much, my friend. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, I hope the first time is not the last time.
Definitely not. I hope to come back, and I'm like I said, I'm one of your biggest fans, so I'll definitely be tuning in every week as well.
Someone says, please repeat where we can go to sign up.
Okay. You just type in vaxbahamas.com, and it's pretty simple. It asks for your name, your email address, your cell phone number, and your birthday, just to verify your information. And then what we will do is actually on the morning blend every morning at 8:50, we're going to announce the winner. And if you don't hear your name or if you're not able to tune in, we still reach out to you. So go ahead and sign up. Tell all your friends and family, sign up. Tell them to get vaccinated first. We definitely want more people vaccinated, because that's the best way that we're going to see us get through this fight, is to continue to protect ourselves. And hopefully one day very soon, COVID will be a thing of the past, and we'll be able to give those hugs again, like Nahaja said, at church, or be able to share those special moments with our loved ones, or attend Jump Canoe without having to be in a mask or other precautions. So definitely I would encourage everyone you know to get vaccinated. I took my entire family, all of my friends. It was to the point, go with you, I'll hold your hand if I need to. But I understand the importance of this. Too many people are dying. I don't know if you see the newspaper recently, but it's went from a few pages to a booklet. And that is concerning to me. And then too, we're entering the cold season. That's going to further complicate things as far as nasal pharyngeal protection, with the flu being joined with the virus. We know that we've seen a lot of people who took the vaccine now, who showed that it's safe. I was able to help with a high-risk clinic here in the Bahamas, and nobody that I've seen here had severe adverse reactions. So go ahead and protect yourself. Yourself. The vaccines are free. We see that it decreases your chances of getting serious illness or death. And these variants are increasing, and it's getting a bit scarier. So I would say, everyone, if you could, go ahead and get vaccinated. If you're still fearful, go ahead and speak to your physician. Let them clear you to be able to take it. If you have any other health concerns, you can discuss that with them. But go ahead and get vaccinated. We understand for some it's a journey. It takes a while, but definitely go ahead and continue. So get vaccinated if you could.
Yeah. Brennan, thank you so much. I appreciate you, my friend. Be encouraged. Keep doing the work that you do. And just stay on the line, eh? That's what they do. Just stay working, my boy.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
All right, mine as well. All right, everyone. You're listening to The Hit Back. Special thanks to Vernon Davis Jr., who joined us to share his mandate, why he believes and really why we all should really get vaccinated. We're going to take we have a call. Let's see if we take the call. And I ended that segment before I noticed we had a call. Paula, you're on the air.
Hello, Naja. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And you?
How you doing?
I'm well. And you?
I'm fantastic. I mean, I love that idea. But I would have taken it a little bit further. I wish the government, because my son lives in a state where he just got vaccinated, the second shot. And what the government in that state is doing is they're giving out a $20 food or gasoline, whatever voucher. You can spend it whatever you want to with gas and food and stuff. There's no clothing or nothing like that. Food and gas, what you need. I think we need to push for that. It's really because we need to get vaccinated. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, whatever can serve as an incentive, really for many would be great, right? I do believe, though, that there are many people who just refuse to, regardless of what the science is, they're not feeling it at all. So that in itself lends to a challenge. But as you know, I actually had a friend of mine tell me, I smile at the thought, their work was offering them a bunch of incentives, right? Relaxed. How would you feel if you got X, Y, and Z as an incentive? Maybe a vacation, blah, 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 extra time off, a trip, blah, blah, blah. And their thing was that was suspicious, right? So, I mean, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? I think some people just won't take it.
But we know something. I like what Biden did, and then we got a bunch of humans running to get vaccinated. Biden said, okay, in order to come here, know, you got to get vaccinated. You know, some people say, no, I don't need to go to the United States of America, you know. So it is what it is. I continue to listen, enjoy, have fun. And guess what? You can hug your family. Nausea. You don't just need to go hug grand strangers. Hug your family. Okay?
But I hug all my family, child, because I miss them to pieces. But I love my family so much, I'm a hugger. Thank you so much, my friend. Listen, we'll take a break. When we come back, let's talk about it, though. The truth of the matter is we are dying at an alarming clip. I had an interesting conversation, and I can't wait to do this show. I had a chat with the Dr. Chetty, Shankara Chetty in South Africa. Very interesting conversation. And we will be doing that, this discussion on how to treat COVID-19. There's more than one way. There's been a way. India is using that way. We'll be back after this.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch.
But then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. The Water and Sewage Corporation advises the public and its customers that the corporation will commence improvement works on Bamboo Boulevard, South Beach East, beginning Friday, September 3rd, 2021, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily for a period of 8 weeks. During this time, there may be some interruption in water supply and traffic flow around the work area. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused.
You invest in your children, your home, and your community. But are you investing in your financial future? At CFAO, we specialize in investment management, retirement planning, mutual funds, and private wealth management. Our team of experts never stops helping you plan for tomorrow. Because tomorrow begins today. Call us at 502-7010 to see what our financial advisors can do for you. CFAO, growing wealth for future generations.
And we're back. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Okay, everybody. So WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, all owned by Facebook's companies, are still down. So if you're looking for me, if you're listening in your car and you want to follow us online, don't forget we are live also on YouTube. YouTube works. Hello to everybody who's live and watching on YouTube. It's good to see you all there. My good friend, Prescott, who's watching from Andres. Prescott was a part of the news, and we'll have that discussion. There's some responses. The vaccine debate, and I say debate because there is a debate whether or not people will get vaccinated. That is definitely something that is still a challenge here in country. You know, well, obviously everybody know I'm vaccinated, right? That ain't no secret, and everybody know why I got vaccinated. Things got to get done, right? But it is still up for debate. And I am, let me tell y'all, I have learned a lot more than I wished I had needed to know about medicine and about COVID-19. And I think a lot of us have learned too much about it, the reality of it, that people are dying from it, right? One of the things that scares me, and when I say scares me, is that really we don't know who, right? We hear this about comorbidities. My mother's hypertensive. When she got sick, it was very concerning. She made it through. There's a 33-year-old young woman who was a marathon runner, not hypertensive or diabetic. She didn't make it. So what are we saying? Some people have comorbidities and others don't, and those without comorbidities. And then you hear, well, they may have had underlying conditions. You have certain comorbidities that you are more likely to be at risk. But then we know persons who have certain comorbidities are making it through, right? So, and then there are those who don't. Like a 20-year-old, what was it? And then, okay, obese. Well, Jesus, that's almost all us, right? Like we just run in here overweight. We just live in this land on corned beef and white rice. And plus, is that considered bread basket item? Is that still, is corned beef? I could do a whole show on digressing on the quality of corned beef now. Like, when did corned beef start having elasticy stuff in it? But that's a whole other show. Because, you know, food ain't the same. Food ain't what you used to eat. Y'all, we need to just... Because I don't know what's going on with corned beef up in here. Corned beef is not good. That ain't my Grammy corned beef. If it's Libby's on it. Nope. Don't watch nothing. Keep your eyes open. Devin, Libby, all of them need to go wheels. See, I'm on a whole different tangent. I'm supposed to be serious, but I'm vexed with the quality of corned beef. You remember when corned beef was something? You could put your potato in it, you know, your onions in it, but now it's onions, potatoes, beans, cleans, potatoes, minutes. It's onions, potatoes, and elastic. Someone tell me what that rubber band looking thing is inside the corned beef now, but I digress. So, we have the storyline, and this is what's the challenge with COVID-19. COVID-19 is alive. It is something that is changing. It is moving. It is evolving, giving us, variants like a Loki episode. So it is definitely something that is either outwitting us, outsmarting us. It is ahead of us. And we seem to be in some form of denial on what is... What it is, how do we treat it? You know, so I am sitting here in a weird position of wanting always to give all information, right? Wanting always to be as frank, as open and as transparent and as helpful to us as a people moving forward, right? Because I'm only concerned, I tell you right now, my main concern is the Bahamas. We have a challenge in country. The challenge is that we're sick. We can't open if we can't take care of ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, and I, last night we got, and then the media gets, of course, thank you, BIS, for... you know, always sending us as much information as they can in times like this, right? So the media, we get information. And the information we get, we try our best to, you know, share it, deduce it, and all of what's not. Alexander J. Hanna, a private citizen who just giving us a better documented, a more data set, a better quality of data so that we can understand the trends of COVID-19. Well, the latest one, this was given to us Saturday, October 2nd. We have on the record now 557 deaths. At present, 27% of us are fully vaccinated, right? But I want y'all to catch that. 557 deaths. 557 deaths, okay? Why am I harping on that? Because there's only almost 400,000 of us, okay? Our positivity rate, luckily for us, is going down a bit. It was at one point, it was at 25. We're now at 17% based on this last one and based on the amount of tests that we've done. But 557 deaths. We stood at 180 deaths in March, and I wanted to make sure. 180 deaths. February 26th was 180 deaths. That lasted until March 1st. From March 1st to September 25th, 343 deaths. 180 from March 16th to March 1st, almost a year. And I say almost a year of COVID, we blew up from March 1st to September 25th, 343 deaths. That was the last recording. When I asked this question, that was September 27th. We have to do something, right? Vaccines are to help us, supposedly, to not get sick, well, not to be hospitalized or die. I was all there until my friend, who is now a widower, lost his fully inoculated wife who was fully vaccinated. That changed things for me because now I'm spreading a gospel that got some inconsistencies. Because now I need to know, and this is the truth. The truth is I can't keep on saying X, Y, and Z if I have my doubts that it might work for you. It'll work for me, but what if it don't work for you? So now the question is it that persons with comorbidities, such as a type 2 diabetic, will that not work? That is scary, right? That is scary. Now, what that makes me want to do now, if you're like me, sit back and reevaluate the entire story. You know, I have this thing. I remember when I've been a Christian most all my life, right? 14, God saved when I was 14, believe in the Bible, blah, blah, blah. But there were some inconsistencies with the scripture for me, some things that just didn't sit well with me. And I remember going to my pastor and asking these questions, and my pastor with this condescending tone said, don't ask questions you're not ready for, not ready for, but this is above your understanding. See, for me, I don't live like that now. I don't live like that. I understand that there are some things I may just explain it. I need you to try to explain it. I need for us now at home. This is why it is so important to me. I do believe that the vaccine helps, right? I do believe that it helps. But I'm not sure that it's the end all be all. Is there other things? Are there other things? What is the, you know, one of the challenges that we had at the beginning, and again, I can't wait for next week. Because I do that, we're seeing that there are other things, right? So we now need to, and this is important. I am watching like other people, places what are, and you can't tell me Haji, you're making things or you're trying to stop people. Nah, don't tell me what I'm trying to do. I'm telling you what is my concern. That should actually raise concerns and have us question. When did it become difficult to question the narrative? When did it become difficult to question the story presented? When was that uncomfortable for us? The story presented may have some plot holes. It's called a B movie. You wanted to be an A. Let's fix the script. Some of my challenges is for this within this. I'm watching places that have 80% vaccination still have their challenges with COVID-19. Now, the great point is, Nahaja, this vaccine is not stopping you from catching it. Well, that's what vaccines used to do. Remember? Because that's when herd immunity would come. Don't forget now. What we were taught was that the more of us get vaccinated, that's why we don't have measles, mumps, and rubella. The majority of us are vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella. So it's not, we don't see measles. Right? We don't see it. It's not in our country because the majority of us are very much vaccinated. So we don't contract it. We don't catch it. That's what we do. Now we got this new definition and we have places that are 80% like Singapore having breakthrough cases. Why is that concerning to me? Because we are still on this storyline where if you are a person who has certain comorbidities, like you're hypertensive, like you're diabetic, catching COVID-19 can be a problem for you. Then I add that my friend who's not in the number because she did not die in the hospital. She died at home. This is the one case I know. I'm not saying that this is like 400 cases. I know of one. That one case is not in the number. That one case has not been studied to give answers. That one case has not been followed up with all of the others. How many people that have passed away at home may be case number two, right? See, so my thing is, if we still will get breakthrough cases, whereas you see in Israel, Singapore, and now in Massachusetts State, right? What does that do to the people who have type 2 diabetes or who are hypertensive, who are obese? We are an obese nation. Those questions should be asked and answered. I feel as if they are very fair. And there should be no fear in asking them. There should be an honest dialogue and conversation for us, not for anyone else, because I, like everyone else, wants this country to open up. I would love for this vaccine to be the magic bullet or pill. I really would. We got a call on the line. Let's take the call. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Sparky. How you doing?
Man, what's up, my friend?
Man, let me tell you something. I wish I could say something without you cutting me, you know. But, you know, I have a problem sometimes with talk show hosts. When y'all come in and then y'all become a talk show host, when y'all begging everybody to call y'all and WhatsApp y'all and everything, and then when y'all become popular, you're just bringing on your special guests. The people that is calling y'all all the time, you start blocking them off. They can't even call y'all no more. Because now y'all become big-time shots.
Oh, Lord. Well, so you can't be talking about me because I never block you. I never block you.
Look, I can tell you, I've been here before you know the talk show to Sparky. I was here when talk show snap.
Okay, Sparky, what's
the people that come on become talk show hosts. You got some come on a talk show, but just talk all day just to themselves, but they wouldn't even allow anybody to call them. The 4 o'clock show on Guardian. Mr. Langdon, I don't know about it, because he had to talk all day by himself. Talk with himself, talk with what he did, talk with the family all day.
Sparky, you there? What happened, Sparky? I didn't cut Sparky. Sparky, you there? We have another caller. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome. No? Oh, look at God. Someone, ah, Lord. I didn't cut Sparky. Sparky, ah, Lord. Sparky mad. I didn't cut Sparky, just for the record. You know, I think, you know, and Sparky just totally threw me off. I figured he had a question there, but he missed it in his need to vent, right? So I think that what we have there is really, ladies and gentlemen, when we look at it, and 557 cases. That's what we know today. That's what we know. And that was on October 2nd. We had one person list, and we got another caller. One person put on the list from who apparently died in October 2020. We got a call on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Okay, we lost the caller. Listen, one of the challenges that we have, and I think with this discussion, again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And to make sure, please feel free to give us a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can also text us at 422-4796. We have the caller back on the line. Caller, you're on The Hit Back. Welcome.
Hi, Nahaja. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Good. And I just wanted to point out something about the breakthrough cases. If you look up a place called Gibraltar, they have about almost 90-some percent of their persons vaccinated. They have now a spike, an uptick in cases, but hospitalizations, I follow
down.
One and two. Deaths, they haven't had a death in a while. So even though you may have breakthrough cases, you still have to look at the data as nobody's ending up in hospital or hardly, or even ICU. Even if they're admitted, they're not in the ICU.
And that's good news. And I'm totally with you on that. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say that because some people might say, oh, well, it's not helping, it's not working. But you have to look at the data and the numbers. You might have breakthrough cases, but look at the effects of the breakthrough cases. Most of them are not dying. A large percent of them are not dying. A large percent are not ending up in hospital.
My only concern is there, right? So, and I'm glad that you brought up Gibraltar. Great, great example, right? We are in the region. This is where, I'm asking for is let's discuss it, right? Let's discuss this. We are in the region considered. I remember when Dr. Dwayne Sands was the Minister of Health. He talked about how unhealthy we were. Like we were like top two or three in unhealthy per capita, right? Like we were like just sick. Apparently we like a sick people. We got a lot of comorbidities, diabetes, hypertension, obesity. How does that compare to other countries like Gibraltar, like Massachusetts, like Singapore, like these other places when we look per capita and our comorbidities? So is there any concern there? And that is where I'm said, okay, breakthrough cases aren't this concern because we know that there will be breakthrough cases. So now move from breakthrough to breakthrough with comorbidities. What is the where would we stand? And that's where I have my concerns, really. I want that sort of discussion. You feel me, caller? You feel me on that? Oh, I lost my caller there. But that's the kind of thing that I want to have a discussion on, right? Because I'm that's where my concern is. My concern isn't necessarily for, look, I'll tell you the truth. When I got vaccinated, that process was the first shot, scared of bejesus out of me. I ain't gonna lie to you, because I had it rough. My first shot was rough. The second one was like nothing happened. My husband got vaccinated. He was the one who, because you know, I told y'all what the plan was. He would go first. We got to be smart here. Two of us can't travel on the plane together. We got children. So one got to go first to be the test dummy. Brother flew through that COVID, that first shot, made me think nothing was going on. He flew through it, breezed right through it. I was laid up for 3-4 days trying to do a show. I actually had to take a day off from doing the show. I felt so terrible from the first shot. I was so nervous. I didn't want to go through it with the second one. It was a process for me. But you can't tell me now, you know, there's a bit of that arrogance too that goes with being vaccinated. You really feel good. Like, you know, you can't get this. You can't do this. You feel very, you feel with a sense of protection. But is that necessarily the case? We know that's not. Hence why we still have to wear masks. Hence why we still got to separate. And folks, if we get to 80% vaccinated and we still got to wear masks, that means there's no herd immunity. That's what I've got questions on that too, right? That there's no herd immunity. I think we need to have some really, really strong discussion. I want to know if we get to 75%, what does that mean? Do we change up now? Can we stop wearing masks? Are we safe now? Because that should be herd immunity. But then I'm looking at Gibraltar. Then I'm looking at Israel. I'm looking at Singapore. I'm looking at Boston, Massachusetts. And I think it's fair to look at these and say, okay, I do believe though, honestly, I do believe that the vaccine will help us more than hurt us. I do believe that. But are there other treatments? Are there other options? Because I tell you now, there are some people who are going to wait and pray to God to not get sick with COVID-19. And if they do, I got my mind, listen, y'all don't even understand. When my good friend Prescott got sick, got COVID, I was in prayer. People catching COVID now, this is scary stuff. And I'm vaccinated. And I'm still living in that state of concern. And I think that this is where we now need to have our own level of research. Where our health ministers give us our own level of, and that we should be following data. We should be going out. How many people have died in their homes from COVID-19? Yeah. Someone says, I worked in a high school and have never been sick through any of this. And that's a blessing. But a lot of us won't be that fortunate. Right? And it doesn't matter how safe you are. We were safe in our house, we thought. Right? Right now, positivity rate is at 17%. To open up, we're supposed to be, and Alexander's so right on it, to open up, we're supposed to be at 5. That's the WHO standard. I think the Administrator Walker said that she's concerned with the reduction of restrictions. I think that there needs to be far more conversation on this topic and more than just one narrative. We need to be asking these sort of questions. I think they're fair questions to be asked, and there should not be any fear in having them asked and answered. That's all I'm saying. We'll be back after this. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We will be back right after this.
Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Sugar, sugar, let's get sugary. Softer, smoother, and amazing skin. Oh, Baja sugar, sugar, we're the sugar ladies. Giving you skin soft as a baby's. Goodbye hair, we'll take good care of you.
Come visit us at Bahar Treat Spa on East Bay Street. Contact us at 323-6711 or visit us online and www.baharetree.com.
My family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
With Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Okay, so here are the thoughts that I am... Okay, so on this, and I got a lot of text messages I want to get to. So let me see if I can get to some of these text messages whilst I have the chance. And I think we still have a caller on the line. Yes, so let's get the caller first. Caller, you're on The Hit Back. Welcome.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm good. Just allow me a minute or two, Nahaja.
Okay.
Now, first, just let me say, you know, because for this COVID, you know, the Word of God said, avoid profane and vain babbling, because it only genders strife. You know, gender is two different categories. But now, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. You know, it was appointed once for man to die. Now, who want to take the vaccine? Take it. Who don't want to take it? Take it. You know, if you look at the dashboard, which you could hardly see, they'll show you that all of this proof of showing you who died and how many, they're not showing you, they're only telling you these things. without any proof. You know, the way the God tell you prove all things. You know, I know, you see, Natasha, if you...
Hey.
See, you got to deal with the word. The word is true. Even in my Daniel, it says, and they will have intelligence with those that forsake the covenant. And then you know, that's what's going to take place soon. They say, this Antichrist thing is going to rule with a small people. My opinion, you can find him in Daniel chapter 11, verse 23. He's going to rule with a small people. What I think that means is, anytime anyone to pass laws now, they go into the Supreme Court, in our case, the Privy Council. And they're going to be passing all sorts of laws and stuff. And you know, I know with the media, if you agree with taking this vaccine, they let you talk. If you don't agree, they cut you off.
I appreciate you. Thank you for the time as your thoughts as well. You know, one of the things that is interesting to me, and that's why I think it's important that we have these discussions. It has to be a very frank and honest and straightforward discussion so that folks will not believe that we are keeping things from them. That's a first thing, that we have to be able to handle all parts of the discussion, right? Now, I'm not one for conspiracy theories. I like data. I'm moved by data. Data moves me, right? I get excited when I can extrapolate numbers and I can look back and say, okay, what happened from here to here? That's why I really am a fan of Mr. Alexander Hanna and what he provides to us. And so if you want to, and I have to remember where Alex is so that people can access the data that he shares with us. Because I think that what is important here is that we begin to really analyze the information provided. Someone sent a text, and I got to read some of these text messages before I bring my friend on. I could not believe it when I realized that unless a COVID-infected person died in hospital, they weren't included in the numbers. Long time. Unless you take a PCR test, you are not included in the positive numbers. How many of us can afford $125 right now? Well, we can afford $30, right? If you can. And some of us know by now we're positive because some of your family is positive. So that's about five people or three people who are positive, and only one person went and got a test. Okay? And they most likely went because they were feeling ill and found out that someone else had it, that they got a rapid antigen test, not a PCR test. So what we're seeing now the question is, how many people are not going to the hospital? Of going to the hospital, I will definitely die. I had a friend tell me that, you know, that they were gasping for breath, asked on a family island, is there any oxygen on island? And the nurse said, I don't know. The nurse on the island said, I don't know if we have oxygen. And the next thing was, do I call and be airlifted to the States? I mean, to New Providence. And their mindset was, but if I go to PMH, I will definitely die. How many people are at home thinking that very same thing and then do pass away? So this is, listen, I'm not trying to be an alarmist. I'm not. I want us to have, and these are questions that I'm having all the time. Questions I'm having all the time. Conversations I'm having all the time. So I'm one who would say, okay, like, look, get vaccinated. Then something happened, change all of that in my head. Not saying not to get vaccinated, because I think that it really does help. I believe that it really does help. I'm just like, but when we get to 80%, which is supposed to be herd immunity level, you're telling me we still ain't at herd immunity level? That it's still not, this vaccine still ain't gonna give us herd immunity? What are we doing? Oh, it's stopping us from getting sick, being hospitalized, or dying. But then I'm like, but I know someone who was fully inoculated like me and was positive on Friday and died Saturday at home in the arms of their spouse. Suddenly, young, shouldn't happen. I know of a marathon runner in her early 30s, gone. So then you say, but it is only for those who are unhealthy. But then I'm seeing healthy people with no, explain it. they may have had underlying issues. This is when you get your data and say, we realize that what is happening now is with COVID-19 and with certain persons, this is being triggered. COVID triggers this response and this leads to this. Come on now, y'all got to give me more than that. Because if you want me on your side and delivering a message, this message is going to have to stand up. Too many people are dying, 557, and we're saying that all of them were unvaccinated. I could roll with that narrative. How many at home, though? Because I know you ain't got my friend in the number. I know you know about my friend, because Dr. Dwayne Sands told you about my friend. I know you know about my friend. But my friend's still ain't in the number, and you're only trying to put her in the number. See, stuff like that makes me very concerned about what we're trying to do here. And that is where my challenge comes in. I'm good. I didn't die. I took the vaccine. I'm still alive. Yeah? I could hear some conspiracy theorists for now. I could hear some conspiracy theorists. You're alive for now, Naja. But 2 years, you know, how do we even get to 2 years? You'll die taking a vaccine in 2 years. Like, who came up with that number? I'm just curious. Like, who wrote that down? Are we still having dreams on this? Because I'm just checking. I had to, you know, but we digress. I want to bring my good friend, C.A. Nuri, on the show. C.A., darling, welcome to the Hit Back. How are you?
I'm doing as best as I can without living without Facebook. Today was a rough day. I had no social media outlet, so I was unproductive. So I'm having withdrawals. I started calling people long distance. You know, mm-hmm. I start calling up cousins in New York and in England and Jamaica just to say hello because I couldn't was able to use some of my minutes. But I think I'm feeling good. I think I'm feeling better.
Yeah, you know, today has definitely been an interesting day without certain levels of technology, but we continue to press on. First of all, if you're just tuning in, welcome to the Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. If you're used to following me on Facebook, we are only on YouTube today. If the news hasn't hit you yet, if you're wondering why you have not been able to send those WhatsApp, this has been a great day for Live in BTC. Text sales have been up. Like, I've been texting. I couldn't even find my text messaging app. Like, I had to go into like the history of my phone to figure out how to, like, where do you go again? Oh, you swipe at the number left to it, and then I can text. I forgot how to do all of that, right? Okay. But, great day, because you had to actually use your minutes to call people. You couldn't use your WhatsApp phone. Mm-hmm. And you had to text people real text messages. And for some reason, a lot of mine weren't going through. So if you're just tuning in, obviously, if you missed it, the world is in crisis. Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram are all down. CA, I'm having this personal discussion, right? I'm having this moment. And I've been having it for a while where I'm reading and learning more and I'm looking at things and I'm like, this ain't adding up. What we're trying to sell, it ain't adding up with what is the challenge or what we're trying to have people buy. Some things ain't lining up when it comes to the discussion of the vaccine as the savior. We celebrated 100,000 people being vaccinated. We celebrate that, and that's a celebration. It is a celebration. We also mock that we have 557 deaths from COVID-19. So that it should be. And this is where, Cecil, this is where my challenge was. 557 people, humans, souls, behemoths, are in that number. People I know are in that number. Okay.
And you mentioned that, and just recently, I want to send some condolences and best wishes to one of my dear friends in Grand Bahama. She and her significant other were campaigners. You know, political season just gone, and we have fun going back and forth during the campaign. And I remember telling her, be careful campaigning, because, you know, she's a diehard. And of course, she was vaccinated, fully vaccinated, and her significant other had one vaccine. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, her significant other joined the numbers this weekend. And my prayers are with her because she's having a hard time. Both she and her significant other caught COVID during the campaign as she went about. And I just want to let her know that I'm thinking about her. And to remind people that COVID is real. Real people are dying out there.
Every
you
day.
You need to take the vaccine. Take it seriously. I know there are still concerns. But it's clear that the vaccine is helping. when you compare who is being hospitalized, we're seeing that more than 95% of the person hospitalized do not have the vaccine, did not take the
vaccine. Have not been vaccinated at all.
Then we know that 4% of that had one vaccine, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and now they're using that 1% of saying that those persons who had both vaccines and calling that anomaly or whatever it is. But with 95% of persons not having a vaccine who are hospitalized and needing oxygen and needing emergency care, it is, I'm still concerned about it. I want people to take this seriously. And like you were advocating earlier, we need more conversation. I am concerned, especially hearing over the weekend that there's something called R1, right? I was just getting used to Delta.
I'm still used to Delta. I'm still not used to Delta. Like, we are mu. Listen, I don't.
Then I know what mu, 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 mu.
Mu, mu, mu. Listen, when you start doing a whole different language, I ain't there yet. We are still trying to fight. Man, this thing making me stutter. I am just, we have to have a more, this is where education comes in. This is where really being transparent comes in. Because I'm telling you, we need more information, not just the numbers of who lived and who died, which is scary in and of itself. But now, what is the level of research that we are doing, right? Like, there's so much questions, so many questions, and that I want us to have answers to. We need to have answers.
And I know you mentioned that you appreciate the data of Alexander Hanna, and of course, the whole nation, and even the records that our government is are keeping. We have a decal that we can use, but we need more information. We need to know who all had comorbidities, what type of comorbidities, so we can start piecing and picturing the big picture of what is happening to our people. Mm-hmm. I know you mentioned that we are a sick nation with all these comorbidities, right? And I'd like to know, how are we being impacted as a world compared to other nations, right? Is it the comorbidities that's causing it, or is it just being exposed to
exactly COVID? Or is there something else that is being triggered within? See, this is why there's a level of research that needs to be done at home. I think that helps us to better, and more information helps us to maneuver appropriately, helps us to maneuver differently. We are a country that cannot function economically without open borders. So we need to get back to work. We need to have the borders open. How do you open the border and not screw it up like we did in the former, where you open it up at the height, but there are no protections for the community? We have a call on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Hi, good afternoon. The thing that I have in reference to this debate back and forth, and it is an individual choice, right? Mm-hmm. But when you look at what we have, In relation to information, we don't have the actual like stats or data or whatever. But you see, we move around. We have family members. I mean, we the hospital numbers and in reference. I have to take when Dr. Forbes says what she says, mm-hmm. as far as persons who were dying or whatever, or admitted to the hospital with COVID, or persons who are the majority are unvaccinated. Okay? My question, and I want to put it out there. Are there all sorts of reasons why persons are adamant that they will not take this vaccine because of whatever reason? But if you can take a Viagra, I don't know how long it's been around, but your persons, they go and they get this Viagra. They take it, no problem. Right? No questions asked. Because
right.
they want
right.
some sort of effect. You have persons take birth control, you know, women take like the birth control pills, or whatever these different medications you take. You have a headache, you take a morphine or whatever. So I don't understand for the life of me, when you know the end result with the COVID or whatever is, if you know, if it gets to the extreme, it's death. And you don't even, you're looking at the end, you know, which, when you take these different medications, what your whole objective is when you take these things. I don't understand how the trust factor is so different when you make that choice to take something else, but you're so hesitant in taking the vaccination. But I'll hang up and I'll listen.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. I don't know either. Okay, so I you know what I say a lot, Cecil? I say, okay, talk to your doctor. Talk to your healthcare provider, right? That will help us. If you talk to your healthcare provider, go and talk to your doctor. Then I realized, I'm learning, a lot of people don't have a healthcare, they don't go to a doctor. They don't have that. They go to the clinic. They don't have a doctor who knows them, right? So it is, I realized that there is no trusted physician that speaks to them. And even then, you find that a lot of our physicians still are going through, like if you talk to your doctor privately, they'll be like, well, listen, man, I ain't too sure, you know. I remember one time at the beginning of this, there was one physician who used, and it was on the news. And this was at the height when the United States was anti-HCQ. Hydrochloroquine is the devil because Trump said it was the devil. You remember that? It was a full-on dummy thing. But this physician is saying it's cheap and it worked. So are we going to tell physicians what doesn't work because we don't like the political narrative? And that is where we, this whole thing with COVID is screwed up. Really, it's screwed up. We now are to a place where we don't trust doctors when we have no reason to not trust them. But a lot of people are just going, well, listen, I want to use your critical thinking on this. But are we at some point going to be a country that does its own medical review? It's very much a screwed up situation that requires, I think, very much intentional planning, data set mining to really get folks to see, okay, well, more than just who's dying, these are all the persons who died in hospital. We heard of case X. We are going to investigate case X. Because if case X exists, which is someone who was vaccinated and they died, we need to know what caused it, right? Because we want to ourselves say that we understand how this is a... If you have a population who are diabetic and we find out that the diabetic population can be fully vaccinated months in and pass away from COVID-19 if they contract it, and suddenly, Cecil, it isn't even just that we had time to get to the hospital. It moved from A to Z in 24 hours. That's not supposed to happen. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the HitBack. Welcome.
Hi, Maja.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great.
Thanks for calling. Sorry for the wait.
Okay, what I want to know is, second shot, you're not fully vaccinated until 14 days later. So
correct.
My question is, what deaths are classified if you die before 14 days? What are you classified as? Unvaccinated?
Ooh,
that's
a good one.
What I want to know.
That's a good one. Thank you. What do you classify that? And on top of that, if you die, let's be real. If you die 8 days, 10 days, 20 days, 40 days after being vaccinated, are we looking to see if there's any allergic reaction? What do we look at? Do we say, okay, well, you know, I can't be related to the vaccine. These are questions that have to be asked and answered, man. At some point, Cecil, if we're going to be mature about the conversation and demand that every Bahamian not be crazy and not live on, conspiracy theories, then we have to be adults and answer the questions that the people are asking. How can you say we're going to have herd immunity if all of us get vaccinated at 80%, but we're still getting break? That is not herd immunity. We don't get measles. Because the majority of us are vaccinated against it. That is herd immunity. Is there such a thing as herd immunity with COVID-19 if you can have 80% vaccinated people and we still get it? That is not a vaccination. That is not what we're talking. So then what is it? And then how do we plan for it? Because if we can still get it, how does that affect a country that has been deemed very unhealthy? These are fair questions, I believe, CA.
And definitely fair. As I listen to you, I'm thinking, out of the total 500 plus, how many of them suffer from hypertension? You know, to say the narrative that if you suffer from hypertension, more than likely this will happen to you. How many of them had diabetes? You know, and so I could have a better narrative of what is happening tours in the Bahamas, and that's what I'm calling for. And mind you, the data has improved. The data has been expanding. I'm just demanding and asking now to expand that data, and the powers that be appreciate this is where we are as a people, where we appreciate more data, and we want to include this onto the decal so we can know what's happening.
Yeah, great text coming in. We do not know for the most part what other person's medical history is, but we do know that the vaccinated are less likely to die. Not 100%, but the majority are not dying. Very true. From what we've seen, I haven't, you haven't, I haven't had a breakthrough. And actually, there was an article that was written, some research that was done that shows that people who are vaccinated, we don't spread it as much as was told or said before. Right. So as much as was thought before. So the vaccinated don't get the breakthrough cases as prevalent. So say, for example, if there were 1,000 of us who had COVID-19, probably about 20% of us who have it would have been vaccinated, whereas the majority would have been unvaccinated. Right. And so if you could hear my child in the background, just know that ain't my fault. Someone said, it's been said over and over, go to your doctor first. A lot of people do not have annual physical exams unless they are ill and they don't know their medical history. Someone says, the conversation needs to be had on natural immunity. There are many recovered persons who have more antibodies than the vaxxed. Is that true? I don't know if that's true. Also, we say a sharp increase in deaths. We see a sharp increase in deaths since the jab has been rolled out. Also, the definition for fully vaccinated keeps changing. No wonder people don't trust it. What is the death count of persons that got the shot, not who were vaccinated? Now you are asking the right questions. Look at that. Finally, we need to get to 80% vaccination as a country. But in other countries, there are still breakthrough cases and deaths. In this country, there are people dying that are fully vaccinated, but there's nothing being said about it. I'm happy that you brought it up. Someone says Gibraltar. A caller called mentioned Gibraltar. And they said Gibraltar on the Mediterranean, their diet is different. Trust me, Bahamian diets, if we have this large breakthrough continuation, and what we've seen, Cecil, and I mentioned it earlier, thank you to Alexander Hanna, who has provided us with this data set. March 1st was the last time we were at 180. So from March 2020 to March 1st, 2021, we had 180 deaths. From March 1st to September 27th, we had 343 deaths. That's a huge uptick in the amount of the morbidity of COVID-19. That's very concerning. And we started vaccinations around that time as well. We started vaccinations middle of March. Now we're seeing, mind you, a reduction in the numbers. So, but we're only at 23%. So we can't attribute this to the vaccine necessarily, but maybe we can. I don't know. But we're only at 23% vaccinated. We know we don't get to herd immunity, supposedly, until we get to somewhere like 65, 70%. That differs even with the vaccine that we take. So AstraZeneca, we know the efficacy changes with AstraZeneca versus the efficacy with Pfizer. So these are, the variables keep changing. So how can the narrative stay the same? That's my thing. If the variables keep changing, how can the narrative stay the same? That is why we have to really address the narrative. It cannot be this one size fits all, everyone get vaccinated, when we know we are watching the rest of the world being vaccinated, supposedly at herd immunity levels. We know we're really sick, Cecil. We come sick. We come out here eating corned beef and eating tuna, a lot of grits with butter. We don't have the sort of money to buy salmon. So we ain't gonna get skinny overnight. Y'all better give me another option. I've been trying to lose weight for years.
Is canned salmon the same as the regular salmon?
I want nothing with canned. Give me fresh Atlantic.
Yo, so I have a problem then. Because I grew up with a lot of salmon. You know? But it came with a can. But there you go.
But my thing is the variables keep changing, right? And I agree. Kay said something, you should always also check with your physician. You have to check with your physician.
And as we continue this dialogue, there still needs to be the conversation of where do we go from here? Is this the new normal? And I know you hinted towards that. If we get up to 60, up to 80% person who are vaccinated, do we still wear a mask, right? Do we still need the social distance, right?
I guess so.
I see that the number of behemoths have returned to Junkanoo practice, which is cool because I like Junkanoo, right? We are now trending towards normal, right? And I would like to know, is normal or the previous normal safe? Or do we need to say that that normal no longer exists and we need to move forward to say that this is the new normal moving forward where it'll be social distancing moving forward? How we play sports and interact with each other moving forward will be different. How we communicate moving forward will be different. And I don't think we're having that conversation as yet, right?
Yeah.
I still believe we need to have a conversation on the impact or how this homeschool is impacting kids and their social interaction. And all of that needs to be a part of the conversation moving forward. And I think that we are, as we trying to arrest COVID, we are forgetting certain issues facing, and that's unfortunate. And all should be tackled at the same time.
Someone says, my cousin was not vaccinated. He fell sick and went and caught a COVID. He fell sick and went and took a COVID test. It tested positive. He had breathing problems. He went to the hospital Friday morning. Saturday, died in the hospital. And that's a common story.
That's a common story.
That's a common story. And I would love to know, like, this is the sort of, you know, sadly enough, there should be data being collected from that as well. You know, how long before he felt symptoms to when he passed away? What was his age? What was his, is there any underlying issues and comorbidities of, like we would like to know? When did he start to feel sick? How long did it take before he presented to the hospital? These are storylines that help us to understand this virus a bit better, right? So many questions. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Nausea. I'm not a chronic caller, but I had to call back.
You go right ahead, my friend.
You're talking about COVID. And a lot of behemoths are not taking the thing serious. I'm ashamed to say this, scared to say this, but we're not taking this serious. The food stores are not serious. We are not taking it serious. Do you know that you could be a health, like that WhatsApp you or send you an email or whatever you, saying that they're cousins. You could walk out your house, bathroom at work, touch the canned food stuff, pull your mask down, dig in your nose, blah, 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 you get COVID. We're not taking this thing serious. And you're going to be wearing masks for a very long time. I'm going to be doing research on this thing. You're going to, excuse me, people, you're going to be wearing a mask, vaccinated, you're going to be wearing a mask for a very long time.
God,
that's bottom line. Get used to it. This thing is eradicated off the face of the earth. You're going to be wearing masks because you got people like Americans who believe that they are defying the government. Some like some of us who want to have parties. Yes, you want to go back to normal, but we cannot. Do I want back to the brick phone or the no cell phone? Let's look at what happened today with the internet. Not really the internet. Facebook and WhatsApp.
It felt like
Instagram.
It.
I'm frustrated because I can't do no business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to take this thing serious, man. And we got to educate our people. That is the fear of it. We got to educate our people. We're not doing that. I think that's a big problem. We're not educating the human. We're not educating the human people about it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call. Phone lines are open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or text us at 422-4796. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk a bit more. Your thoughts on it. Oh, wait, we got a caller. Let me get this caller before we go. Caller, you're on the line. Welcome.
Yes, good evening, Ms. Block.
Good evening. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm all right. Good evening, CA New. But listen, you know, when I asked you to the last caller, right?
Uh-huh.
Tell him I wish him good luck on that. And I would wish we would really get a scientific journalist to really explain it to people. Because I'm being, you know, like... laughed at and scoffed at for bringing the truth to the airwaves, right? And so to let him know mankind was trying to get rid of viruses, right? The influenza strain, like, for the past 130 or 40 years, all right? So I don't know how they can do that, right? So, you know, the term viral immune escape is an ideology. It's not a theory. It's actually discovered. It's maybe around 2000, late 90s. So a lot of doctors don't really know about it. But viruses are escape mechanisms that they use to evade the immune system. So a lot of people believe we have antibodies. The antibodies don't kill the virus. They mark the virus. They neutralize them and mark them for destruction by the adaptive immune response and other phagocytes. But what I wanted to say is you raised so many points, right, Nahaja, about the lack of data and research. And so one of the things you keep bringing up is herd immunity. And so we cannot get the herd immunity if the scientists, the ones who are mainstream media, are fooling us that we cannot achieve cross immunity. Do you know what cross immunity is, Ms. Black?
No.
All right, the cross immunity has been proven without vaccinations in the influenza study, all right, where people showed immunity to influenza strains A, B, and C because they all look alike on the phenotype. So the viruses reassort, and they have escape mechanisms. They go thicker cell walls. They replicate faster. They change shape. They go into dormancy and whatever. We call it latent infection. But, and then, you know, the thing is, as verified by Dr. Pinto when I had a conversation with him the other day, there's an innovation called immunotherapy where they use natural killer cells. There's a lady in Florida studying this. There's an antiviral approach, right? And there's a monoclonal antibody approach that I was talking about for over a year, which could have saved people's lives, but I'm a dummy. It's ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fluvoxamine, and there's other panaceas. But the fact that India is doing this, and you have a disparity in information, and you can see the narratives are being controlled, hence Gibraltar, Iceland, Israel, Singapore. This points to viral immune escape because it pacifies the non-specific antibodies. You see, the monocytes dwarf into macrophages and dendritic cells, you know. They differentiate. You have to, the immune system is so complicated, Nadja, and the fact that I'm not hearing this from the mainstream media, I ask you guys to bring on someone much more knowledgeable than me to teach the people, so the people would be able to understand what this virus scenario is all about, because we're just living in ignorance, and this is the reason why the CDC. All right, I something you mentioned. There's an article from the Black Media Authority written by Stacey M. Brown. It's an internal memorandum within the CDC where the CDC reveals vaccinated individuals spread the Delta variant just as much as unvaccinated. This is a memorandum online. So, you know, everything on YouTube is a lie. Everything you read is a lie. Only certain people have sense. And don't question that. And just shut up on the plantation and let disinformation and misinformation and subterfuge be an order of the day. So what we don't realize is the reason for propaganda. And so people saying why we wouldn't take the vaccine is what type of vaccine.
I'm going to take a quick break, my friends. But
people should have mercy on people. All of us are giving up their rights and won't give up my rights. But if my rights don't infringe on your rights and cost you anything, this is the narrative they're spreading. Vaccinated against unvaccinated. Listen to the statement coming out of the hole in this mouth from Jamaica. He should be ashamed, he said, all of these third world leaders and sell us out and become enslaved to these pharmaceutical companies. Man, have a good day.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, let's wrap it up. My good friend, C.A. Nuri. Your thoughts, your questions. And I got C.A., I have a doctor from South Africa. I can't wait for him to come on. Dr. Shankara Chetty. 6,500 patients he's treated with COVID-19 in South Africa. Not one death, not one hospitalization, and he doesn't use oxygen. That's a trip. We'll be back. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Sugar, sugar, let's get sugary. Softer, smoother, and amazing skin. Oh, Baja sugar, sugar, we're the sugar ladies. Giving you skin soft as a baby's. Goodbye hair, we'll take good care of you.
Come visit us at Baja Retreat Spa on East Bay Street. Contact us at 323-6711. Or visit us online at www.baharetree.com.
Attention all students in grade 4 through 12. You think you know about money? Well, the Central Bank of the Bahamas is giving you a chance to prove it and win cash in the 2021 Get Money Smart Bahamas Video Essay Competition. Can you tell us why you think the Bahamian economy is an ideal model for digital financial services? If you can, just produce a short video submission before October 22nd and show us you are money smart. Cash prizes will be given in various age categories, but you must get your parents' permission to enter. For more information, visit www.getmoneysmartbahamas.com or see our post on social media.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
You invest in your children, your home, and your community. But are you investing in your financial future?
At CFAL, we specialize in investment management, retirement planning, mutual funds, and private wealth management. Our team of experts never stops helping you plan for tomorrow. Because tomorrow begins today. Call us at 502-7010 to see what our financial advisors can do for you. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Have you heard about the COVID vaccine raffle? If you are vaccinated against COVID-19, you can enter to win amazing prizes like food store gift certificates, hotel stays, beach excursions, and so much more. Even if you are previously vaccinated, you can still enter to win. The COVID vaccine is free, safe, and protects you from severe COVID-19 infections. Don't delay. Get vaccinated today and enter to win. Visit www.vaxbahamas.com to register.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Other than skin cancer, breast cancer is the most common cancer in women. Breast cancer is also the second leading cause of cancer death in women after lung cancer. Can you help? Yes, you can. You can encourage women to take steps to help lower their risk of developing breast cancer and help find it early, when it might be easier to treat. You can also help connect women facing breast cancer to patient programs and services they might need throughout their treatment. We encourage you to share these messages during Breast Cancer Awareness Month and throughout the year. 2021 has been a powerful reminder that we are all in this together, and our choices and actions have the power to protect the most vulnerable among us in a big way. By working together, we can inspire hope and become a force for good and help create greater awareness during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. To participate in our upcoming supplement, contact Guardian Media's advertising department or your account executive today.
With Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My good friend C.A. Nuri joining me. We're talking about COVID-19. The numbers have gotten, we're now at 557 deaths. 557 is a big number. And it's a huge number. It is a huge number considering how small we are. That means that you and I know someone who's died of COVID-19. That means that you know someone who has died who was close enough to you to shed a tear. We know that there are some folks who lose family members in groups. For me, this is where my heart breaks, because there's too many of these sad stories. There's too many. And I tell you all, I could have been in that number with family members. I could have lost loved ones. And just going through that process of having to can't be there and having to hope and pray that they get the help they need. This is not the time for us to put our guard down, and I'm hopeful and I'm praying. I was in prayer the whole time when we were having these campaigns in this election period, that we wouldn't see the fallout from it. I will tell you, Cecil, that what I was told is that though the numbers are going down in hospital, that the cases are coming in severe. So it isn't as, less people are being admitted for the smaller things are coming in for the big things, right? Like when we're coming to the end, right? And that concerns me, because that means that a lot more people are waiting at home until it gets too bad. How many people wait at home until it is the end?
And Nahaja, I see you mentioned that, and we must question, why do people wait at home until it becomes more severe? And I assume because COVID appears to be the flu, right? And with the flu, you can treat that at home. You don't run to the hospital because you have the sniffles or because you have a cough among the coughs, right? It must be more acute. And then you say, okay, something is wrong. I'm not feeling well. I lost sense of taste or some sort. But are there a number of persons who feel off, but say, man, I could take a pill for this, And unfortunately, it goes from a 0 to 70 very quickly. But perhaps within this narrative of feeling sick and in flu season, mm-hmm. we need to start giving some suggestions on what should you be doing if you feel fluish. You know, what should you be taking?
That will flu season coming, eh?
Yeah, that will mitigate the if you have COVID. Because remember, this is the narrative of you do not know you have COVID. You feel kind of sicky, right? You don't take it serious. And all of a sudden, you are really sick and then you try to rush to the hospital, then it becomes too late.
Yeah.
But if at the beginning, when you start getting a soft cough or you start sweating or you just don't feel well, what should we be doing at home? And you're not prepared to go to the hospital. And perhaps that should be added to the conversation also.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be very interesting how these conversations happen. So I got some text messages I want to get to, right? So for all of those who are just tuning in, obviously all day from 11 o'clock this morning, WhatsApp, shortly after 11, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Instagram all down because they're all Facebook entities. The fact that it is still down, you can go on Twitter. I don't know. People who ain't got Twitter, you're dead. You're lost. Twitter now is living its best life. Because at least that's up, yeah? Just through the record. And Discord also. So for the all who use Discord, who use Signal, who use Telegram, you're still chatting it up. But for most people who are using WhatsApp, Facebook, it's a whole issue. Let me get to some of these text messages. Hi, I am not going to PMH. I'm not going to PMH, just period. Given that 25% of our population is vaccinated, do you think their faith in the vaccine correlates to our belief in God? Because people don't believe in God, or maybe because they do believe in God. I don't know. But maybe it correlates. A lot more people might be because they trust in God. Someone says the increase in March was due to spring break travel. The cases started rising the second week in March. The fourth wave started at the beginning of July in direct correspondence to the start of home porting. I noticed health professionals still refer to the third wave. This is actually the fourth wave. Travel is the greatest risk. Yeah, someone was saying that we're in a fourth wave. It's not the third wave anymore. Someone says, I love that caller.
I still believe in a third wave. We're not in a fourth wave per se.
Yeah, I actually think, just to answer your question before, and I know we're running out of time, I think more people are not going to the hospital because we've seen so much news about how terrible the hospital is right now, how overcrowded and, you know, we're short-staffed and we're overcrowded. So if you go there, nobody to wipe you down and all kind of stuff. So people are like, buddy, I could do bad all by myself. Let me stay home where my family is and they love me. And that might be it. I think that might be it. Someone says, is that guy a certified expert or doctor? He cannot be spreading his personal reading and interpretation. Very true. The U.S. says everyone should be vaccinated, but the White House staff doesn't have to. Does that not seem off to you? The White House staff isn't vaccinated? That's news to me. This is a good one. I feel those who do not want to get vaccinated will find any excuse to justify their position. It's the red herring argument. The central message should be get vaccinated to give yourselves a fighting chance instead of dying in 3 days from the Delta variant. It's the urgency of now. Let's not play Russian roulette with our lives. For the record, the data that we do have suggests that persons who are dying en masse are the unvaccinated, right? But for the record, we are en masse an unvaccinated country. So technically, you know, what'll be interesting is hopefully as we get more vaccinated, and this was the argument in the UK, that they started to see more vaccinated people in the hospital. And the argument against that was that's because more of us are vaccinated now. So you will see those breakthroughs. So the argument still goes always is in favor of the vaccine. Regardless of the outcome, it's always in favor of the vaccine, the argument. I always say, but the variables keep changing, but the narrative doesn't. That to me is what's concerning. And I am a vaccinated person. I've advised my mother, my sister, everyone, get vaccinated, right? As best as you can, check with your doctor first, because I don't know your physical issues. Talk to your personal doctor. But that's when I realized a lot of people ain't got no personal doctor, right? And it's a part of me. It's like, I can't even keep on with this one. We got a caller. Let's get to the caller. Caller, thanks for holding. You're on the hit back. Hi, caller. You're on the air. Hello? Okay, I think we may have lost the caller. So let me get one more text, CA. All right. Good afternoon, Mrs. Black. It seems the vaccines were made for the original coronavirus, which is the Alpha variant. They were not made for the Delta variant. As a result, they are not as effective against the Delta variant, hence the breakthrough cases. Very good point. Something that has been made point of before. Do we have a public site to report adverse reports like VAERS? How do you pronounce it? V-A-E-R-S. That's a pronunciation, I mean, abbreviation. Also, underlying conditions only get mentioned when someone unfortunately dies. Shouldn't these conditions be considered before getting the shot? Good question. It is no longer debate. If people don't want the vaccine, then don't take it. If they get the virus and they die, then so be it. We can't keep spoons feeding everyone. Someone says, okay, the experts have been giving us the information. The percentage of persons who have died is low, less than 2% or so. Medical history unknown by outsiders. So that means that 98% or more are not dying. We have to be wise. Ah, someone said the sites are back up. Facebook, what's up, are back up, folks said. Cecil, it's a new day. Let me give you some of your last thoughts on this, my friend. Last thoughts on our way. And someone says some doctors are using ivermectin and it's working. Yes, some doctors are using ivermectin. Doxycycline, some hydroxychloroquine. Some things are working. Go ahead, Cecil, your thoughts.
You know, my whole mind changed when you said social media is up, right? And then you want me to speak afterwards, right? I expect more data. I appreciate Mr. Alexander Hannon, and I'm glad we keep on saying his name out loud so we can give him his credit and his kudos. I appreciate the data coming out of the Ministry of Health, but I need more. I need more. I need to know what is happening. I need to know the status on people with hypertension, people with diabetes, and in a way of who is succumbing to this COVID. You know, I need to know if the persons who are dying, do they have comorbidities, or these were reasonably healthy people presenting themselves at the hospital with COVID and they're dying. See, that's an entirely different, scary scenario, which I need to appreciate also.
Yeah. And someone asks again, this is next week. I will have on the show Dr. Shankara Chetty. Really impressive physician, he's doing work with the lead COVID researcher, Dr. Peter McMillan in the UK, and has seen wonderful results. Not one death, Cecil. 6,500 patients. That's more than a lot. That's more than we've had in positive cases, period. And I can't wait to have that discussion with him. It's going to be a game changer, I think, in the discussion. And so I'm looking forward to that. But I think we need to now be having some different level conversations on this. And a shout out to the fact that Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram is back up. And my friend Cecil can have a real life now. Everyone, thank you so much for your time and for joining us on the show today. If you have a family member that is in the number, my sincerest condolences to you, because your grief is real and no election, no anything has changed that process for you. And so we send out our love and our prayers to you and yours. Cecil, thank you so much for today, buddy. I appreciate the time. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Everyone be blessed. Stay safe. Social distance. Wear your mask. Get vaccinated if you wish to do so. It's safer than you think. All right. We'll see you later. You're out.